So we're coming up on a holiday weekend, and we thought we would chat with Nancy Schnobelin-Ims from Polished to cover house guest etiquette. Nancy, it's always good to see you.
Likewise, Jennifer. And Art, thank you.
And Art Googled house guest from Hill this morning.
I know. Oh, dear.
I guess you should never be surprised at the level of bad behavior, but I mean, some of the stories that I read were just incredible. But so let's start with the more positive side of the question,
yes,
though. What does it mean to be a good house guest?
You know, I'm just going to say one word, Art and Jennifer, and it's respect. Respect, respect, respect. And what I mean by respect is being, you know, the ideal house guest, doing your part to, you know, chip in with the chores if you're staying for an extended period of time. Maybe run the vacuum, empty the dishwasher. Maybe even just cook a meal. Do something that is kind of a role reversal, as, you know, the host usually does all these niceties. But maybe as a guest, you take that on.
I'm a house guest every summer for friends of mine who have a lake house. And the hostess is clear. Everybody takes a night for dinner. She has a laundry room with baskets with your name on it. So she's like, don't leave your stuff, you know, around my house. I don't want to litter. I have a place. And I would say, for the most part, everybody follows her rules, as we should.
I love that, Jennifer, because some people may take offense to that. Oh, these house rules. But it actually makes life easier. And everybody feels like they're doing their part to make the stay enjoyable for everybody, especially if it's a vacation home.
So let's go over specifics,
okay,
of respect and good manners.
Yes. Specifics. Now, I say this, and then I hope we don't get all these calls, because, you know, the rule of thumb is, you know, if we have out-of-town family who live out of the country, or perhaps they live in Seattle or a distance, you know, it's okay to stay longer than 3 days. But typically, the gold standard is no more than 3 nights. Otherwise, I'm going to use the old adage from Benjamin Franklin, guests tend to can smell like fish after 3 days. not a nice thing to say, right? But at the same time, you want to respect the host's space and time and consideration. But so you know, when you're making that visit, give the deadline dates. I'm coming this day if that's okay, and I will leave on this day. And so they can plan. They can make those stay enjoyable.
So wouldn't it be polite, if we are staying at someone's house and they cook a meal, to offer to take them out one night?
Absolutely. Now, I like to say, bring a small token right off the bat. Maybe it's a bottle of wine. Perhaps it's a food basket, right, that you can all enjoy while you're there. Yes, show that appreciation. And then while you're there, maybe take them out to dinner, or even, you know, do something that's unexpected, like maybe take the dog for a walk if they have a pet, or, you know, or vacuum the family room, whatever it is that you're, you know, investing in their house.
This seems obvious, but again, one of my observations about life and people is that nothing's obvious to anyone.
Yes, Art, who's staying at your house?
Clean up after yourself.
Clean up, exactly. If there's a shared bathroom, especially, you know, there's nothing worse to have globs of toothpaste in the sink after they use it and they don't clean up. So just be mindful of that, or aware. Clean the sinks, the countertops. You know, if you have water bottles and you're leaving them here and there, again, pick them up, throw them away, put them in recycling, clean up, put your dishes in the dishwasher. Show that you feel so thankful and grateful for being able to stay with them.
The thing I'm never sure about, since I'm an early riser, although some of my friends say, we know you get up at 4, here's the coffee, get up. You know, you want to try to be quiet. But what about body clocks? What if you're visiting people and you know they don't get up till 10 o'clock in the morning?
That's their schedule, right? Respect that. So you can get up, have your cup of coffee, make a pot so they can enjoy it, or scramble some eggs, whatever it is that shows that, you know, this is so nice and I want to make this day not only memorable for me, but for you as well.
Stripping the bed.
Now, some hosts will say, please, don't worry about that. Enjoy your stay. I'll take care of the room. But again, you might want to check with them. But oftentimes you can take your towels or your linens and put them in the laundry, or just put them in a pile, making it easier, just showing those little acts of kindness.
What are some of the horror stories you read about, Art, on the when you Googled that? I remember one that said something like guests used the host's towels. I mean, obviously, there'll be towels for the house guest, but that wasn't good enough for them. They ended up using towels that were not set aside for them.
Yes. You know, the perfect host, because there are responsibilities for the host, because they want to make the guest feel welcome. That's critical. But you have to know that there's got to be some flexibility wedged in there. Let's say you have an outing planned at the botanical gardens or the zoo, and the weather is not cooperating. You know, you have to say, okay, guys, both ends, right? We have to be flexible, because you want the experience to be enjoyable. But being mindful of, you know, let's say, you know, Joe likes this kind of beer and he stocked the fridge and the host just keeps drinking it all. And so you might want to replenish it, right? Or do something that, you know, this is whatever the case may be. Or if there's, you know, and my daughter, when she lived in New York, she was job hunting. And so her college friend's parents said, stay with us. New York City's expensive, please. And I would say to Paige, do your share. You know, do these unexpected things to show that you really appreciate such a nice gesture. So it's that catch 22, right? Mm-hmm. You want to be the wonderful host, but you have to be a respectful guest as well.
One of the stories that I recall reading this morning, it involved house guests with young children, and the host asked if either of the children were bedwetters. And the parents said, oh, no, there won't be a problem. And it turns out there was a problem. So, and not only was one bed soiled, but multiple beds were soiled. And they weren't told until after they left.
Right.
Well, and like, so that's wrong on several levels.
I know. But, you know, as a good host, you never want to single out those issues, because then they'll feel bad and that could cause families strife or whatever it could be, but there's a way to delicately handle that. Next time they come to visit, you know, just put a plastic, you know, waterproof mattress pad underneath, things like that. It just depends. You know, obviously, if they're grandchildren, you know, this is to be expected. But if it is, you know, you have a brand new mattress and now it's soiled, it's frustrating, right? You want to temper yourself and not ruin a relationship over something that can be managed in a way.
But Nancy, isn't it sort of polite if you break something, you would replace it?
Oh, that's true. If it's grandmother's beautiful vase that maybe you can't replace, you know, you just feel terrible, but you want to do something to show that, you know, you want to do something to show replacement or show your gratitude. And if you can't replace the vase, get something similar or do something that shows, you know, that you feel badly about it. But with the bedwetting, that's a tough one, Art. I agree. That is a tough one. I think no matter how you deal with it, you have to be tactful.
Well, to me, the problem with it was the way the parents of the kids reacted. They should have said something to their hosts.
Been honest. Yes.
Right.
Right.
I mean, accidents happen. I think we all get that,
yes.
where children are involved. There was another one. And again, this was another one that involved children as house guests. There was, for lack of a better term, a custom-made dollhouse that had been made. And the host child was a little on the destructive side. And dismantled this elaborate.
That's too bad. Well, but again, you know, the mom. So that in a situation like that, you just say politely, you know, Sue, this is a treasured keepsake, and we want to keep it around for everybody to enjoy. So just you want to watch little Susie. So I noticed that the little eave of the roof is broken off. So when you do things like that, then you're sort of setting this parameter that, oh boy, I better be more mindful of my kids running around.
Well, the response of the parent of the child who destroyed the house was, yeah, that's why I don't buy nice things for my kids.
That was
the punchline.
Right. And that's disrespectful, right? Mm-hmm. Hopefully we all are a little bit more receptive to respecting somebody's property.
Respecting and keep it short and sweet and stay tidy.
Those are the takeaways. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Bring your own toiletries.
And I'm going to say this for you, Jennifer, because I know you feel so strongly about this, as do I. a handwritten thank you note at the end of the visit.
Absolutely. Yes. Absolutely. Nancy Schnobel and Ims from Polished, thank you for joining us. Where can people find you online?
I'm at stlpolished.com.
Great.